This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran-aligned Iraqi armed group Kataib Hezbollah announced on Tuesday the suspension of all of its military operations against U.S. troops in the region in a decision aimed at preventing, quote-unquote, embarrassment of the Iraqi government, the group said. Three U.S. troops were killed in a drone attack near the Jordan-Syria border on Sunday that U.S. officials at the Pentagon said bore the footprints of Kataib Hezbollah, though a final assessment has not yet been made. A Pentagon spokesperson declined to comment on the group's statement, adding, "Actions speak louder than words." The U.S. has vowed to respond to the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden will be on hand when the remains of the three American soldiers killed in the drone strike return to the United States, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president talked with the families of the three soldiers based in Georgia.
He was grateful for their time. He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service.
And gauge their feelings about him going to Dover Air Force Base when the remains return.
All of them supported his presence there, and so the president will be going to the dignified transfer on Friday.
The president did the same in 2021 for the 13 troops killed in a suicide blast during America's Afghanistan withdrawal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday Israel would not withdraw forces from the Gaza Strip or free thousands of Palestinian security prisoners, pushing back against media reports on some conditions of a possible truce deal with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
I hear reports on all kinds of deals. I want to